sort of mentioned it yesterday when I was talking about my camping trip. But now that I saw that video and I'm seeing other videos, now I'm suspicious. Has anybody else noticed? Maybe we need to take calls on this. There have been no blue bonnets this year. Y'all notice that? Has the crew noticed that? Typically by May, you have fields of blue bonnets in Texas everywhere. In some cases, they seed the the parts along the side of the highway and stuff. But like, there are a couple fields, especially near my house, where every year they're blanketed in blue bonnets. I've seen no blue bonnets this year. I wonder why. Because that seems a little bit weird. I just didn't really think about it much. But am I crazy? I mean, this wildflower season right now, there should be blue bonnets everywhere. Your Facebook and Instagram feed should be consumed by people taking pictures of their children and pets sitting in bluebonnet fields, but they're not. And that's kind of disturbing, actually, especially when it's combined with the farmer talking about how none of his heirloom natural plants are doing well. Oh, the 2026 bloom may be brief. Warm, dry weather could shorten Texas' iconic bluebonnet season in 2026. Okay. It's non-existent, so okay. It's just a little weird. I don't know. To me, it seems a little weird. So what is this really all about? I have to say, we've been telling you for a very long time that everything happening right now is coordinated and useful to the people in power, orchestrated to a very detailed degree. And right now, you once again have basically 2020 on steroids. Everything that was happening in 2020, we are ramping up. Really, maybe it's like 2022. It's like instead of the Ukraine-Russia war, we've got the Iran-America war. Instead of COVID-19, we've got hantavirus. Instead of Black Lives Matter, we have Black Lives Matter still. Just they don't call themselves that anymore. Instead of Black Lives Matter, we have criminals with endless arrest records being let out over and over again to rape and kill to their heart's content. And we have the invasion and we have the takeover of Europe moving forward as scheduled. Migrant crisis. More than 500,000 immigrants are massing in North Africa, ready to cross into Europe. More than 500,000 illegal migrants have massed in North Africa, readying to flood into Europe, the Greek government has warned. The country's migration minister, Thanos Plevris, sounded the alarm this week, revealing the Greek authorities believe around 550,000 migrants are in Libya alone, waiting for the opportunity to break into the continent. He told Greek media, those who are not entitled to asylum will be detained. Now, when it is likely that somebody will not get asylum, they're not placed in a freedom status, but in a detention status so that with the rejection of asylum, they can be returned. I say shoot the boats. Personally, I think you should shoot the boats. Or, you know, if for a less violent reaction, I say don't send the boats out to pick them up. Because you know how this works. The Greek and Italian governments are forced by the EU to provide rides to the invaders. So the invaders go about 1 mile or however far off the Libyan coast, send out a distress signal, and then the NGOs, quote unquote, show up and ferry them all into the heartland of America, which is outrageous. So again, it's not just the fertilizer. It's not just the full-on attack on the environment. Once again, you know, it might sound crazy for us to say stuff like this, but like, you've got to understand who these people are. You've got to understand at this point what these people are willing to do. They released a virus that infected the world. They issued a vaccine that killed babies in the womb. They lied to you about it and pushed it on pregnant women. Do you not understand who we're dealing with yet? Do you not get what they're after, what they're going for, what's driving them? It's total, absolute control of the earth, and not just the human beings on earth. The food systems, the air, the water, they want all of it to exist only at their command. They want to supplant God. They want to replace nature itself. They are literally making it illegal to have backyard gardens. They are making it impossible to have outside gardens, you know, food grown in the outdoors because they're spraying chemicals into the air that inevitably seep down to the soil and poison the plants like we just saw from that farmer. They're obviously using pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate and all of these horrible chemicals that make it to where you cannot exist without getting your food from them, their GMO supply. Why do you think they're allowing China to fish the seas to extinction? Why do you think they're forcing the likes of the Dutch in the Netherlands to shut down their farms despite being the second most, you know, prosperous food-producing country in the entire world? Because it's a lot more convenient and it's a lot easier to control people if absolutely everybody, you know, relies on their daily sustenance by getting it from you, from a giant, you know, apartment building filled with cages of pigs being injected with, some sort of biological sludge to stop them from getting any diseases and to grow twice as fast. They want to create an unnatural and controlled system to where your every hour of life is dictated and approved of by them. And if you don't behave in the way they want, if you don't capitulate to their demands, what are you going to do? Go out and grow your own food? I don't think so. It's not going to happen. What are you going to do? Go out and hunt your own food? Not if the ticks do their jobs. What are you going to do? Have a backyard garden? First of all, it's illegal. Second of all, good luck with the aluminum in the soil. No. If you want to grow something, you get the GMOs from us. And if you want to eat meat, you get the lab-created sludge that Bill Gates popped out. A male and a female mate and have a baby and the cycle of life continues as everybody benefits from the mutually beneficial production and husbandry of farm animals. No. Good Lord, no. No. You're gonna eat a 200-pound pig who's so fat it can't even see because the fat goes over its eyes, who's been injected with so many biological contaminants, hardly even looks like meat, or a literal cloned cancer cell that they're going to call meat and make it illegal to sell the real meat so nobody will have any comparison. The point is, these people are beyond evil, they're beyond manipulative, and they're beyond close to getting everything they want. So again, the video that we just saw was Julius Ray Tucker. He tested his soil and found 5 times more aluminum than last year. Yeah, that's your future right there. His GMO seeds are growing perfectly, but his heirloom crop is dying. What a coincidence. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is pushing GMO seeds engineered to thrive in aluminum-rich soil. Well, what do you know? And he's also geoengineering to deliver that aluminum from our skies. It's like he's some sort of supervillain or something. We are being ruled by extremely evil people who want only their GMO seeds to grow. They want total control of our food, our skies, the air, our soil, and what gets injected in our bodies. RFK Jr. and the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, both promised to stop them from spraying chemicals in our skies. They need to make faster changes. Not a coincidence, obviously. So let's get into how this is functionally being unrolled, being unveiled, being forced down all of our throats. Let's go first to clip number 4 here. And this was one of the most strange interactions I've ever had on X. And it seems to be happening to me more and more recently where people, they must be AI or something themselves, because this person goes, you know, you're just fear-mongering. Show me one example of somebody having their house destroyed because of the data centers. So, of course, I sent him the video that we showed yesterday of the young woman in Georgia saying, my house is slated for eminent domain. The house I grew up in is being destroyed so that they can run power lines to the data center. And the guy responds, oh, so you've got one TikTok video of one girl, no confirmation. She could be saying anything. Okay, so you go to Grok. Tell us about this video. Is it real? Grok comes back with the articles, with the orders, with everything saying, yep, turns out over 300, I believe 330 interesting number. I believe it's 330 private residences that are being destroyed or being slated for eminent domain removal so that they can build power lines to get to the hyperscale AI center that's being built in Georgia. And then the person responds to that just being like, see, you're wrong. It never happened. This is what I mean. It's like they demand evidence of something. You give them the evidence. They just pretend it doesn't exist. They just ignore it. They don't care. It's crazy. I don't get it. But yeah, this is happening. This is really happening. They really are taking people's homes to give them to Larry Ellison or Sam Altman so that they can, you know, do whatever they want. I don't know, build the surveillance system that's going to kill us all. So I can't understand what other benefit this would have ever. Again, I'm just driving that home. Nobody has explained it to me. Nobody said why it's a good thing. They've said a bunch of lies. They've said, well, you're on X. You like X, don't you? Yes, X runs on server farms, not data centers. Does not require hyperscale data centers. Works amazingly right now when we have half as many data centers as they say they want to have in the next few years. That's not a good reason. That's not a good excuse. So next excuse, please. Why do we need these data centers? What is the benefit? And I just keep saying that over and over because the obvious answer is it's a prison. It's a panopticon. That's the only reason it exists. And that's why they won't say it, because they don't want you to know that. Let's go to clip four here. I don't think we voted for people to lose their homes. No, we definitely did not vote for any of this. They're just doing it to us because they